All right, we are on Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph, and we are about 10 lines down, Mar Brei the Ravna Omar. And let us just remind ourselves what we're holding. We had a Braisa. We had a Braisa at the bottom of Lamed Beis Amid Beis, a difficult Braisa. The reason why we brought this Braisa initially was to show that Rav Papa was Chayzer. Now let's just recap. Remember, we said the Pasuk says in reference to Truma, it says V'ochal, which seems to imply that in order for a person to be liable for Tashlumi Truma, if they ate Truma V'shoigeg, it has to be that they did a Maisa Chila. And then they have to pay back Tashlumi Truma, they have to pay back fruit, and they have to add a Chaymesh, they have to add a fifth, and so on. Because it says va'achal ve'ein achila p'chus mikazayis. Achila usually means a kazayis. That is on the one hand. On the other hand, it also says a lashon of v'nosan, and you will give to the kohen. And usually we say ein nesina p'chus mishava fruta. So we had a brisa in the middle of Lamed Beis and Medeis, in which we mentioned the shita of the Tanakama and the shita of Abba Shaul. The shita of the Tanakhama is that in order for a person to be liable, it has to be a kazayas. The shita of Abba Shaul was in order for a person to be liable, it has to be a shava pruta. Now, we thought at one stage, Rav Papa thought that in one stage, according to Abba Shaul, you need both conditions to be met. It's got to be both a kazayas and a shava pruta. After all, the Pasuk says both the Achal and the Nasan, so Rav Papa thought you need both. But the Gemara says that Rav Papa changed his mind. Hadabay. And the way the Gemara proved that Rav Papa was Hadabay was by quoting a Braisa, a Teres Kainim, in which it was Mavur that it must be that Rav Papa changed his mind. So what we're going to do now is we're just going to go back and refer to this Braisa. And if you recall yesterday, we had a problem in the Braisa. So let's just go back for a moment and see the Braisa on Daf Lamed Beis and the Beis. We're about 10-12 lines in the bottom. The last word in the line, Titania. The Pasuk says, V'chata b'shkaga. So again, this is a Pasuk in reference to, this is a Pasuk in a reference to Me'ilah, and it says, V'chata b'shkaga, if a person was chayta b'shkaga, prat l'meizid, that someone who is amazed by Me'ilah does not bring a carbon. Meaning the Pasuk says, Nefesh kisimo mao, if a person was mayal v'chata b'shkaga, mikach Hashem, v'hevi es asham el Hashem, then they have to bring a carbon, they have to bring an asham me'ilus. That's only if it's done b'shegeg. How do I know not b'mezid? Because it says, v'chata b'shkaga, prat l'mezid. So I've got a special gzeirus akasim, which says, only b'shegeg, not b'mezid. On that, the Braisa said, says the Teres Kainim, v'aloi dinu, but isn't it a kol shekein, isn't it a kal v'chomer? Why do I need a pasuk? Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that only, that there's only a carbon by Me'ila B'Shegeg? Now, this, and here we got into the slightly difficult part of the Braisa. The Braisa said like this. Again, about 10 lines from the bottom on Lamed Beis Amid Beis. It said, Uma Shar Mitzvah Shechai Behen Karis. Other mitzvahs which are Chomor. Where does Karis? Poitu Ben is Amazed. Your potter from a carbon if you did it Amazed. Me'ila, she'ein b'kareis, me'ila which is kal, which only has misa b'dei shemayim, and misa b'dei shemayim is more kal than kareis, ein et din she'potas amezid, for sure you should be potter from a carbon if it was done b'mezid. So why do I need the pasuk v'chata b'shkaga? Now we get to the difficulty. Continues the braisa, loy, no, it's not true. It's not true. Im amrits b'shar mitzvahs, the reason why there's no carbon by shar mitzvahs if you did it b'mezid, shekein lechayiv behen misa, because they don't have misa b'dei shemayim. Taimer b'me'ilah shechayev b'me'isafet. Me'ilah has mitzvah shemayim, it's more chamor. That's why I need the pasuk tamid leimer b'shkaga, prat l'meizid. So as we saw yesterday, the difficulty is staring at us in the face. Originally, we seem to imply that kares is a chumrah vis-a-vis misa b'shamayim. And it's based on that we build our kal v'chomer. Shaar mitzvahs, which is kares, and you're part of the meizid. Mila, which is only misa b'shamayim, for sure you're part of the meizid. No. Mila, which is misa b'shamayim, maybe it's different. But you just told me that misa b'shamayim is more kal. So which one is it? That was the Gemara's Kasha. So we said a suggestion yesterday, and that was yesterday's Sugya. So we continue now on Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, about 10 lines down, 5 words in, Mar Brei Deravna Omar. And the way Rashi says, Pshat, Rashi from the middle of the page, Rashi says, Mar Brei Deravna Omar, Hay masnis del el bishibush isne bebe midrasha. This braisa, this teres kainem, there is a mistake. It was taught incorrectly. Says the Gemara, Mar breder vina amar hachi ka amar. This is the way the braisa should read. So again, stage number one of the braisa was Shar mitzvahs where there's a chiv kares and your potter from a carbon, the mezid, me'ilah, which is kal, which doesn't have kares, for sure you should be potter from a carbon if it was done the mezid. Hachi karma says the Gemara, loy, im amras b'shar mitzvahs, shle asaben, she'ein miskaven, kimiskaven. The reason why there's a p'tur of carbon by other mitzvahs is because there is a leniency by shar mitzvahs, that we don't equate a misgavin to misgavin. Meaning, by shar mitzvahs, if a person wasn't misgavin, that is a mitigating factor. That's a reason to be more lenient. Meaning, she misgavin lachtiches atolosh v'chotiches emchubber, if a person had in mind to cut something which is detached from the ground, which is 100% mutter to do on Shabbos. Meaning, I've got an apple, and I have in mind to cut a piece of apple for myself. It's 100% mutter. There's no issue whatsoever. V'chotach esamachober, and he ended up cutting a piece of machober. Potter. You're potter in that case.
Is it because it's mitasek?
Oh, so we're going to get to that in a second. Good. that's going to be part of the discussion over here. But what are we saying? There, by other mitzvahs, the reason why maybe there's a p'tur b'mezid is because it has an inbuilt kula. Namely, if you had in mind to cut something which is detached, and you cut something which is attached to your potter, tamer b'me'ila, shemnischavim l'schameim b'gizei chulim, v'nischameim b'gizei oyla shemal. If you had in mind to heat yourself, to warm yourself up with chulin fleece, and you ended up heating yourself up with the fleece of an oila, there is me'ila. So I'll show you that when it comes to other mitzvahs, we do not equate a miskaven to miskaven, whereas by me'ila, we do equate a miskaven to miskaven. The fact that you had intention to heat yourself up, you wanted to warm yourself up with chulin fleece, and you ended up warming yourself up with fleece of an ola, it's irrelevant what your intention is. You are going to be chayiv. You have to bring an asham me'ilas, you have to bring a carbon, you're going to be chayiv. So you think that me'ila is automatically more kal than shar mitzvahs, and therefore it's a davar pashut that if you do me'ila b'meizid, there's not going to be a chayiv carbon, and therefore you don't need the pasuk v'chata b'shkaga to teach you that. It's not true. Me'ila has its stringency in that we don't care if you did it in a misgavin. By Shabbos we do care, and by Me'ila we don't care. That is the way Mar Brei the Ravna explains that is the way you should read the Braisa. Now, in a similar vein, Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, very similar, Amar Hachika Amar, Loi im amris b'shar mitzvahs. Don't assume that shar mitzvahs are more chomer than me'ilah. No. Im amris b'shar mitzvahs. Shekein loi mischayev behen she'ein misasik. Ke misasik. By other mitzvahs, we don't equate someone who is not a misasik to someone who is a misasik, meaning she'im niskaven lahagbias atovash. If you had in mind to lift up something which was detached, so you didn't even have in mind to cut, you just want to lift. So you had in mind to lift something up, you thought it was detached, and what ended up happening, the chatach is a mechuber, and then you ended up cutting something which is attached, you're potter. If you reach your hand into a keli, in order to take an item out, and what ends up happening, and you end up smearing your hand with oil of hektish, shemal, yamal. So we see that there is a stringency which we find in me'ilah, above and beyond shar mitzvahs, in which case we do need the words v'chatabah prat l'mezid to tell me that by me'ilah, notwithstanding the stringency that me'ilah has, that we equate misasik to imisasik, or according to Marbrei de Ravna, we equate in miskaven to miskaven. That's the reason why we need a pasuk. Good. Now, the Gemara goes back to something which we learned before. Amamar. So now we're going to go back to something which we saw on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Let's just quote the line and then we'll remind ourselves what this was referring to. We said, B'meh dvar mamorim b'mafresh truma v'hichmitza. When do we say that the truma is chal? Is if you're a mafresh truma and it subsequently became chametz. Avol hifresh chametz truma. But if you're mafresh truma on Pesach in a state where it was already chametz, dira kol eina kadesha. Everyone will say that it is not considered to be kadesh. So this is going back to the machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri. Remember, we spoke here in a case where if a person ate trumas chametz on Pesach, according to Rabbi Akiva, because it's totally useless. It's asah b'achila, it's asah b'hanah, and being the sheet of Rabbi Akiva is you pay tashlumei truma lefi damim, according to its value, it's not worth anything. If it's not worth anything, you're potter. Whereas Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri says, no, it is worth even though it's not worth something, but you pay lefi mida. We don't care about damim, you pay lefi mida. And we had a shakla of the time, we had a machlokes back and forth between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri. And at the end of the brayso, we said, b'medvar amomorim b'mafesh truma v'yechmitza, avar mafesh truma v'chumas chametz, d'vakol eina kadosha. So if a person goes ahead and they set aside truma in a state of chimutz, meaning on Pesach, when you're mafresh, it was already chametz from the word go, everyone says it doesn't become truma. It has to have first had a shem truma, truma de hetera, and then it was subsequently nis chametz, then we can have this discussion. But everyone agrees you're not able to be mafresh truma on Pesach in a state where it never had a chance, where it was chametz in the word go. So that is the discussion. Amamar. B'meh dvar mamorim b'mafesh truma v'chmitz avol hifesh chametz truma divrakol eina kadosha. Says the Gemara, menani mili, so menani mili, where do we know this? Where do we know that you have to have been mafesh truma where it was not chametz in order for the shem truma to be chal? Menani mili, amar v'nachar b'yitzak, amar kra, titen loy, v'loy la'oyrei. Meaning, what does the pasuk say in reference to truma? It says, "Reishes the gancha tireishcha v'yitzarecha." The reishes gazed tzeincha titen loy. Give the kohen something. Give him something. So we dash and titan loy, the loy la'orai. It's got to be something which he himself can use, as opposed to something which is heading straight for the fire. If the only hanah that the guy can get from it is to use it to burn, to use it to fuel a fire, that doesn't work. That's not considered to be proper truma. If you look at Rashi 2, 3, 4 lines down in the wide lines, first word in the line, titan lay, the truma ksev reish is the ganacha, and it says titan lay, v'loy la'ay, right? Afilu hi ru'uya lahesek, hoyo ve'ina ru'uya la'achila. It has to be something which is fit for achila. And then, and only then, will we say that, will we say it's considered to be proper truma. And therefore, if you try and mimafish truma on Pesach, when it's chametz, it doesn't work. Good. So, Masa Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua. We have a Mishnah in Trumas, in Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Ein Tarmin Min HaTamei Al HaTahor. It says you're not allowed to take Truma from Tamei fruit to patter and to discharge the obligation from Tahor fruit. So let's say I've got Tamei grapes and I've got Tahor grapes. Both of them are Tevel. I'm not allowed to be Mafrish Min HaTamei Al Hatar. Now, when I'm mafresh min atami al hatar, what does the Mishnah say? Vim taram, if you did, b'shegeg shumase truma. If you have it, it works. So that means that from the get-go, as soon as it had a shame truma, it was tamei. V'amai lima leivalei le'oroi. Why don't we say it's a problem of leivalei le'oroi? Elamai, you see, you're wrong. You see that the source that you and Nachman Reitzel wanted to bring to explain Pshat in the Braise of Loi, 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 is incorrect. To which he says, no, Loi Kasha. Awesome. Over there in the Mishnah, you know why the Mishnah says, B'dievet, it's okay? Awesome. Oysele Shas HaKosher. Hacha, Loi Oysele Shas HaKosher. So Rashi says, five lines down in the wide lines, Shahos l'shas ha-kosher, Shaniris kvar l'truma, Kodim shenitzma. Again, with our examples of grapes, we said you've got some grapes which are tamei, and you've got some grapes which are tar, and on that we said, you're not allowed to be torim from the tamei grapes on the tar grapes, but if you did, it's okay with the avid. Aye, what about your problem of lay v'lay la'ay, right? The answer is, before the tamei grapes became tamei, they were regular tahar tevel grapes, and they had a shasa kosher. So they at least were grapes which were ro'i to be tahar truma grapes, and that is the difference. So, in the case of the Mishnah where it works b'dievid, is where at least it had a shasa kosher. Whereas hach in the braisa, it never actually had a shasa kosher. If you look at Rashi, four lines on the bottom, and the case was, it was hichmitz b'mechubar. That's what the Gemara says. The case is that it didn't have a shasa kosher, i.e. it already became chametz whilst it was mechubar l'karka. So that is the difference. So again, leikasha hasam, but in the Mishnah and Shumas, haisle shasakesha before it became tamit. Hacha in the Braise before, le haisle shasakesha, says the Gemara, le haisle shasakesha yechadamah. What does it mean? Is there such a thing as a fruit which is always tamit, or always a fruit which could never be used? What is the case? Kegoin the achmitz b'mechubar. It became chametz whilst it was already attached to the ground. Remember, whilst it's attached to the ground, it's not roi to become truma. The obligation of truma is only once it's detached. And here became chametz, even while it was attached, it never had any type of shasa kosher whatsoever. Says the Gemara, Aval achmitz betolish, hachanami dekadsha. But do you mean to say that if it became chametz, whilst it was Talish. Hanami the Kotcha, Amale in, he said yes, that's exactly what I mean. Begziris Irin Bizgama, Maima Kadeshin Shaol Shilta, Bachimayan Be Midrasha Kavasi. So Rashi says this expression that he's saying from the Pasuk in Daniel, a few lines from the bottom, Irin is Malachim. Kalimah Talmidei Chachamim, Sheheim Kemalachi Asharis, Amri Bebeis Hamedrish Kameisi. The Talmidei Chachamim and the Beis Medrish say like me, the heart of Tanila El, Eina Kadesha, Beshehechmetz, Bemachubra Ka'amar, it's when it was Machubra Lakarka, and so on. So what have we said? We said that there is a din by Truma, that if on Pesach a person is Mafrish Truma, and it's Tomei, the Truma is not Chal. The Truma is not Chal. So we asked the Kasha, what do you mean? Well, we have a Mishnah in Trumas, which says if you're Mafrish from Tomei on Tahar, it does work. So you see that the Truma is Chal. So how can your Nachmar Yitzchak say, no, it's not Chal, because there's this din of Loiva Leila Oirei, simply not true. And I said, no. The case of the Mishnah in Trumas is where it had a Shasa Kosher. Before it became Tomei, it was Tevel, and it was Tevel which was Tahar. It could have become Truma Tahira. But the case in the Braisa before, it never stood a chance. It never had a possibility. It became Hametz even while it was attached to the ground, and that is the difference. Salki Asa Rav Huna Breda Yeshua Amar. He said the following. He said a different shot. A different shot in the Braisa. You want to know why in the Braisa we said that B'med v'marmurim b'mafesh truma v'chmitza your mafesh truma and it subsequently became chametz. But if your mafesh truma when it was already chametz, everyone says it doesn't work. You want to know why? Amar Kra, Rashis. Because what does the Pasuk say in reference to truma? It says Rashis degan chatiroish chavitza recha v'rashis geis sin chatitin lei. Rashis. Rashis implies that there is an achris. Rashis implies that there's a shenis, there's something after it. So it says the Gemara, Rashis teaches me shashiareha nikarin li Yisrael. That there is a remnant. I mean, this is the first bit, and there is a remnant after it. Says Rashi, Dabrakar Rashis, Mashmashutei hi Rashis. This thing is the Rashis, the Elu Shirayim Nikarim, and it has Shirayim which are Nikar. It's got remnants which are clear and visible. This is the Rashis, and this is the Akras. For instance, we learn from this concept, from this Pasuk, that you're not able to be Mafrit, you're not able to make your whole field Truma. Let's say you have a farmer, he has a fantastic bumper crop, and he says, you know what? I'm going to give the whole thing to Kahanim. The whole thing is Truma. The whole thing doesn't work. You can't make your whole field Truma. Because it says Truma is a Rashis, which implies that there has to be an Achras, there has to be something left over. So over here we're saying there's a Rashis for the Kahanim, but there's a She'eris, there's a remnant which is Nikar Yisrael. Again, says Rashi, Mashu Shetehi Rashis for Elu Shirayim Nikarim Shetehi Mati Rasam Yisrael. The E, the Mafresh Trumas Chomet, Ma Hetha Yesh B'Shiareh, Shetehi Rashis, Oisei San Shirayim, Gavim Yikar Tevel, Havishari Bahanav Asur Ma'achila, Hashmin Amishar Bahanav Asur Ma'achila, Mishim Chomet, Unin Mai, Havishirayim. I mean, the Rashis is going to the Kahanim, the rest is for Yisrael, but the rest is Asur. So, if you're mafresh the truma in a state when it was already chametz, then it's lacking in the drasha, in the principle of rashis shishiareh nikarim liyisrael yatsazazu she'enim shiareh nikarim. Fine. So we have two principles as to why is it that a person when they're mafresh truma, you have to be mafresh truma that it's somewhat viable. But to be mafresh truma in a state of tumah initially, to be mafresh truma in a state of chimutz initially, either that's a problem of titan le'ilah oirei, like the Nachman Yitzchak said, or like the Rebbe Yehuda said, Rishis, you need that the Shirayim are Nikar. Good. Says the Gemara by the Yosef, Rav Acha Bar, Rav Avya, Kameid, Rav Chizda. The Yosef, the Amar Mishmeid, Rav Yechanan. So we're going to have in the following Sugya Machlikas between Rav Yechanan and Rav Chizda. So, Rav Acha Bar, Rav Avya was sitting in front of Rav Chizda, and he's saying something over in the name of his Rebbe, Rav Yechanan. What did he say, B'Shem Rav Yechanan? He said the following, Anofim Shinitzmu, if you have grapes, which became Tommy, Darchan Pachis Pachis Mikabetsa, V'yeinan Kasher L'Nesachim. So let us explain. When it comes to food being Mitama other things, it needs to have a minimum share of a Kabetsa. It's a Machlokes if there's a requirement to have a minimum share in order for food to be mekabel tuma. Some say a kol shu, there's no minimum shear, and some says it also needs to have a minimum shear of a kibetza. Seems to be a machlikas of Tesis. Seems to be that Rashi was choizer. There's a Rashi over here on Dira Maskel the kibetza nami. Maybe we'll see the Rashi soon. But al kolponim, in order to be metama others, definitely has to have a share of a kibetza. So, imagine, if you will, the following. You've got grapes. The grapes are tummy. The grapes are tummy grapes. And what do? You go and you squeeze out the grapes. You crush the grapes. But you're careful to make sure that you take a little bit less than a kibetza's worth of grapes. So that when the liquid comes out, the liquid is touching less than a kibetza. If it's touching less than a kibetza does not have the ability to impart tuma onto anything, because it's pachas mikashir. So again, he said over b'shem Rav Yechanan, anavim shnitzmu, the grapes became tummy. Darchan, you tread on them, pachas mikibetza, less than a kibetza, the yenan kasher l'nisachim, the wine is kasher even for nisachim. Meaning to say that the wine is 100% kasher. You can even use it for nesachim if you will. Now, the premise of this concept is Alma Kisavar Mashkin Mithgad Pekivi. So let's just give a little introduction to this concept. Many times in Shas, when we speak about the nature of liquids, be it a liquid inside a human body, like the dam of an Isha, of a Basula, or the liquid, the juices inside fruits, and so on. There's two ways to view the nature of the liquid inside the fruit, inside the body, and so on. Either we say that we look at the liquid as if it's a separate, self-contained unit. It's like I've got the grape, and I've got a separate, self-contained pocket of liquid. And it's separate. And therefore, even though the grape is tummy, when you squeeze the grape and now the liquid comes out, the liquid was like a separate entity inside the grape. And now I dan on the ability of the grape shells and the grape pulp to be metame, this separate entity of liquid. Because the liquid is separate, it's mifkad pocket. Or do I say no? All of the liquid inside the grape, all of the moisture inside the grape, or the dam inside the woman's body, it's part of the whole thing. It's not a separate entity. It's all one thing. And therefore, if the grape is tummy, every single atom in the grape is tummy, including all of the moisture, even though when you subsequently squeeze it, you change its form from a solid to a liquid, but the liquid was considered to be part of the actual grape itself. And being that the grape is tummy, the liquid is just a continuation. It's just a representative and a continuity of the actual grape itself. So let's think about this case. What happened? You've got a grape, less than a kibetz's worth of a grape. You go, you crush it, and now you've got liquid. We say the liquid is fine, it's not tamei. The tumah, it's banished, it's gone. Why? Because you've got less than a kibetz's worth of tamei pulp and grape, which is touching the liquid. Says the Gemara, it must be alma kesavar mashkin mifkad pkidi. It must be that we view the liquid as if it's a separate entity in like a little pocket. La'emus kamatame. At what stage does it become tame? L'chisachet lehu. When you squeeze out, when you squeeze the grape. L'chisachet lehu. Less than the shiure. When you squeeze it out, it is less than the shiur of a kabeitza. If it's less than the shiur of a kabeitza, it does not have the ability to be in the tame of the liquid. That is what Rav Acha bar Rav Avya said in the name of his Rebbe, Rav Yochanan, in front of Rav Chisda. To which Rav Chisda said, I don't understand. Yeah, according to what your Rebbe Rav Yochanan said, kebeitzanami. Why stop at less than a kebeitz? Why did Rav Yochanan say less than a kebeitz's worth of grape? Even if it's a full kebeitz's worth of grape. Because think about what happens. You have exactly one kebeitz's worth of grapes. As soon as you squeeze it ever so slightly, and one single drop comes out, once the drop comes out, it's already now less than a kebeitza. So if so, even if it is kebeitza nami, datnan, because we learned in the Mishnah, in Tyrus, tamei meis, if you have a man who's tamei meis, so he's an avatuma. He touched the meis, which is avi avi satuma. He is now an avatuma. So tamei meis, shesachat zeisim v'anovim kebeitza mechuvenes, and he squeezed exactly a kebeitza's worth of grapes, a kebeitza's worth of olives. Tahorin, the olive oil and the grape juice is tahor because you have less than a kebeitza. So I don't understand what your Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan is talking about, because according to him, it could even be a whole kebeitza. To which Rav Acha Rav Avya defended his Rebbe, and he said, Hasam di'avit, hacha lechatchila. No, over there, it's speaking about b'di'avit. If a tummy meis, it says tummy meis shesachat, he did it already. So we wouldn't advise him to do this, but if he in fact did, if he squeezed exactly a kebeitza's worth of grapes, exactly a kebeitza's worth of olives, b'di'avit, it's okay. But to lechatchila go ahead and tell a person who's tummy, you know, go or to take tummy grapes and say take exactly a kebeitza's worth of grapes and squeeze it, or you're playing with fire. Let's see, he takes a kebeitza 0.1's worth of grapes. Takes a bit more. Hacha lechatchila, says the Gemara, that dilma asi lemevad yosemi kebeitza. Maybe you'll end up squeezing a bit more than a kebeitza. In which case, that's the reason why my Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan said, anovim shenitzmu, be careful, take definitely less than a kebeitza. Take noticeably less than a kebeitza. This way you're definitely good to go. You're definitely fine. Let's just see one Rashi over here, which I'd like to see, diramas for kebeitza nami, towards the middle of the page. So this was Rav Chisda's kasha. He said, according to Rav Yochanan, even if it's a kebeitza nami, the haki nafik mashkin minayu chasalei shiurei, when the mashkin come out, it's less than the shiur. Says Rashi, oichel umashke mekabel tuma b'chol shehein. Food and drink, food and liquid, is mekabel tuma with a mashu, no minimum shiur. Aval einem mitama acherim ela oichel kebeitza umashke b'revias. It needs to have the shear of a kebeitza for food and the shear of a revius for liquid. The Hachitanya Baturis Koinim, Mikol Ha'oichel, Melamed She Mitama B'Cholshu. It's Mikapel Tuma with no minimum shear, with the Cholshu. Yachol Yotami Lachir B'Cholshu, Tamalim Asher Yachel, Oichel Hanechel V'Vasachas, V'Ainu Kebeitza, V'Tamina B'Pragyam Kippurim. So says Rashi that in order for oichel to be metama others, based on his teres kleinim, we say it has to have a minimum share of a kibetza. Says Rashi, va'ani shamati, but I myself heard, perhaps from a different source, the af lekabel tuma boy kibetza. I heard even for kabbalah's tuma, it needs to be a kibetza, not a minimum share. Yeah, and there's a thesis over here about this. And a discussion about was Rashi Chayzer, and so on. Al Kaponim, everyone agrees, in order for Eichel to be Metameh, it has to have a share of a Kibetza. So one more time. Rav Achabar, Rav Avyo, was sitting in front of Rav Chisda, and he said, I'd like to say over from my Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan. My Rebbe said, if you've got grapes which are Tameh, all is not lost. You can squeeze them less than a Kibetza, and you're good to go. It must be that he holds that the liquid inside is a separate entity. As Rav Chisda, I don't understand. According to that, even if it's a full kibetza also, because when you squeeze it, it's less than a kibetza. After all, we learned that in the Mishnah in Tyrus, to which he responded, and he said, you're right. There, if you did it, b'di'evid, and it was exactly a kibetza mechuvenes, you're right. But my Rebbe was talking about allowing you to do it lechatchila. Therefore he said, make sure you take less than kibetz. Good. Says Rav Chisda, I'm not impressed. No?
Is Rav Chisda in machloket with Rav Yochanan?
100%. That's what we're going to see right now.
And then, according to Rashi, he says that the Bet Avriha is only machzik yoter mi kibetz. You know?
It's not machzik more than a kibetz, correct?
So this is what we've got a kibetz in here, because...
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, we say that in many places, but the basic way is Mafsika Kibetza, not more. Yeah, so now it comes on Rav Chisda and he says, no, I disagree. Says Rav Chisda, Amar Lei, Rav Chisda, Man Tzayis Lecha, Ul Rav Yochanan Rabcha, who's going to listen to you? And Rav Yochanan your Rebbe, I disagree. Lechi Tuma Shebehen Lehechan Halcha. What is this business? You've got tummy grapes. The grapes are tummy, and you squeeze them, and voila! All of a sudden, the liquid is tahor. How does that happen? I mean, what happened to the tuma? Says the Gemara, Alma, it must be, because Savar must be the Rav Chisda holds, mashkin mivlabli. The liquid inside is balua. It's not considered to be that it's a separate entity, but it's all just swallowed up inside every single fiber of the grape itself. It's not considered to be a separate entity. And therefore, every single atom, every single particle of the grape is tame. And if so, the kaven itmalei uchla, itmalei mashkin. To the extent that the food became tame, the liquid content inside is also tame. Good. So that is the machlekes Rav Chisda and Rabbi Yochanan. So Amar Lei, the at late Tizbra the Mashkin Mifka Pkidi. Well, you Rav Chisda, you don't hold that the liquid is separate. You hold that it's Mivla B'liyei. How can you say that? Vatnan. But what about that mission in Tyrus which we quoted before? Vatnan Tami Me Shasachet Zeizim Anavim Mechuvenes Kibetza Tahirin. If the Tami Me touches the grapes, It's a kibetza. As soon as he touches them with his hands, the grapes become tame. Now, if the grapes become tame, every single particle, every single molecule becomes tame. In which case, why does it help if he squeezes it out? If you say the liquid content is separate, I understand why it's tar. Ella, I amras like Yerub Chisda, Mirvla Blie. Am I Tahrin? Why do we say that it's Tahr? Says Rav Chisda, I'll tell you why. We're speaking about grapes which never came in contact with liquid. And never came in contact with liquid. If it never came in contact with liquid, so then even if a tummy mace touches them, they remain Tahr. At what stage Are they mochshel lekabel tuma lechisachin v'hu? Once you squeeze and the liquid comes out, kisachin v'hu batzalu shiura. Once you squeeze them out, it is now less than the shear of a kabeitza. If it's less than the shear of a kabeitza, it doesn't have the ability to be metame. So that is the way Rav Chisda responded to the question on him. And if you don't say like I'm saying, Hodetanya, that which we learned before. Remember, we had this machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. And what was the case over there? What was the discussion? We had this discussion whereby we said if a person ate Trumas Chametz on Pesach, Rabbi Akiva said, you're potter. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, you're chayev. Rabbi Akiva says, you're potter, because it's totally osir b'hana, just like the case of Trumas Tusin Ba'anovim Shinditma, She'ein Li Ba Le'Hetra Achila V'Le'Hetra Asaka. And just like if you have tummy berries and so on, there is no heter whatsoever, you can't do anything with them, so too in my case. That's what Rabbi Akiva said. Said Rav Chisda, I'll prove to you that I am right. The Iyi Le'Te Ma'achi. Again, let's just see this. When Rabbi Akiva said, what is my case analogous to? Lechumas tusim anavim shenitma, to berries and grapes, which became tamei, she'ein leiba lehatachila lehatasaka. There's nothing you can do with them. 1 second. Why is there nothing you can do with them? What do you mean? Ha hatachila nami yispe. Sure, there's something that you can do with them. If you hold that it's mitzvah pocket, that the liquid inside is separate, the iboy darach lo pachas pachas mikabetza, you could squeeze them less than a kabetza, and you're able to drink the wine. So if it's like you're saying, Rav Acha bar Rav Avya b'shem Rav Yochanan, that the liquid inside is considered to be a separate entity, so why did Rabbi Akiva assume that tamei grapes? There's absolutely nothing you can do with tummy truma grapes. It's not true. You could squeeze them out, and the liquid is roi l'shtia, because the liquid is mifkid pakid. So, therefore, I, Rav Chisda, am right, and you and your Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, are wrong. To which the Gemara answers up, Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rava, no. The reason why Rabbi Akiva said there's nothing you can do with these tummy grapes is gzeira doma asi b'huladei takala. We don't want you keeping these grapes around, and slowly but surely, you know, when you fancy a sip of grape juice, squeeze out these tamei truma grapes. We don't want you doing that, because if you keep them around, it's asi b'huladei takala. The fellow might end up eating the grapes as is, and so on. And if he eats the grapes as they are, so then he ends up eating truma tmeya, and which you're obviously not allowed to do. So really, I'll tell you, Rabbi Yochanan is right. Really, I'll tell you that liquid inside a fruit is considered miftah pakid. It's considered to be a separate entity, and therefore there can be all different types of kulas in the world of tuma. If you squeeze less than the shear of a kabeitza, the liquid will not become tamei, because it came in contact with something which was less than the shear, and so on. Really, I'll say that. And the only reason why Rabbi Akiva said what he said in the previous daf was because he didn't want to allow people to keep truma, tamei grapes around and about, and so on. Good. Amar Abaya. So said Abaya to Rava, are you sure of this concept that we're concerned about leaving tamei things around less? A person uses them inappropriately. Are you telling me there is such a concern? You're allowed to be madlik both bread and shem of truma, which became tamei. Aye, what do you mean? Maybe you're gonna keep it around. You might end up eating the bread, and you're gonna end up eating truma tamei. Elamai, we're not concerned. Says Rav Nein, Amale Das, how will I make sure that a person does not end up eating bread of truma? You know what I'm going to do with it? Zarek Lebena eats him. I chuck the bread in the firewood, so everyone realizes that this bread is off limits. No one's going to eat this bread. What do I do with the oil? Shemen shel truma, rumili b'klim mos. I will place it in filthy kalim, so no one is going to drink it. And then when the time comes, I'll be madlik with pas. I'll use the bread, old bread, as firewood, and I'll use the old shemen of truma to be madlik my room, and so on. So, yes, really there is concern of potential misuse, and things which I'm concerned, I will make sure, by putting them in filthy kalim, filthy places, and so on, that this way, no one will end up eating them. Good. Says Gemara Baita Gufa, Madlikim B'Pas V'Shem Shel Trumah Shnitmeis. One is allowed to be madlik with old bits of truma bread and use it to fuel a fire, and so too with Shemen of Truma, which became Tamei. Abaya Amar Mishmei Techizki Barav Amar Debeir Yitzchak Bar Marta Amar Rav Huna Lo Yishanu Ela B'Pas. This is only bread. Bread, you can use old truma bread, which became tummy. You can use it to fuel a fire. Avochiti loya. But with actual wheat kernels, you cannot. If you look at Rashi in the bottom line of the page, Rashi says, elapas, techizarek le mamisa. Once you chuck it, it becomes mos. It's disgusting and inedible. Vesu loya silamichli. The fact that you throw wheat kernels doesn't make it no longer viable to eat. You know, you can peel the kernels and you can rinse them off and so on. And therefore there's no heter to keep wheat kernels. The heter is only by bread. So that's what he says. Le shano el pas, avachiti loy. Shema Yavri Behen Lidei Takala. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan Amar Filu Chiti. Even when it comes to wheat, I v'amayin Eichesh Dama Asi Behen Lidei Takala. Kedam Rav Ashi. And just like Rav Ashi said elsewhere, he said B'Shaliksa Umi Ista. Rashi says La'achesh Nitzmu. After they became Tamei Sholkan, you cook them and cook them and cook them for a long time. So they're very, very soft. And then you chuck them amongst the wood. The hainit nim ases. And so on. So just like Rav Ashi said a case of shlikta umiista elsewhere, we'll see in a minute where he said it. Achanami, by the case of the wheat, we'll say we're referring to wheat kernels. The shlikta umiista. Wheat kernels which were overly cooked, and then they were chucked. And once that happens, even the wheat themselves is considered to be mos. They are past the point of no return. No one is going to be interested in consuming them anymore. Says the Gemara, the Hecha Itmar, the Rav Ashi, where in fact did Rav Ashi say his din? Aha, the Amar Rav Avin, Bar Rav Acha, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Abashol, Gabal Shol, Beis Revi Haya. Abba Shol, and Lav Davka, this is referring to the same Abba Shol which we had recently, Abba Shol the Tana. As the Mepharshim say, Abba Shol was a common name, Bizman Chazal. So here we have Abba Shol Gabol Shel Beis Revi Haya. He was someone who used to knead the dough in the house of Revi.
Sorry,
but we are asking where is Rav Ashi? Where is Rav Ashi? And we bring a proof of Rav Avi Baruch Hanan, Rav Shalom. We haven't got to Rav Ashi yet. We're going to mention him in a minute. We're going to mention him in a minute. And he used to heat up hot water. And how did he fuel the fire to heat up the hot water? He used to use wheat of Trumatmeya. right? And he would go and heat up the water, and with that water he would go and he would use it to knead the dough, the tahara. I frag the Gemara, my nechash jel ma'asi behuli de takala. Why are we not concerned that by using tummy wheat kernels, maybe somehow it's going to bring tumor into the kitchen, and maybe someone's going to end up eating this truma tmeya and so on. On that, Amravashi b'shlikso miista. And it was about that case that Ravashi said, we're speaking about wheat kernels, which you were shirlek, you overly cooked them, and they became mos, and so on. You reserved them, Beino ate them, and so on. So just like Rav Ashi, in explaining the Hanhaga of Abba Shol, the Gabal of Revi, made in Ukimta, that it was referring to Shlikso Miista, so to over here by us, we'll say also it's referring to the case of Shlikta Umiista. So just to sum up what we learned today, we came to explain the Teres Kainim, that the Teres Kainim seemed to be Meshubash, it seemed to be incorrect, insofar as originally we seem to say that Mi'ila is Kal vis-a-vis Shar Mitzvahs, and then we seem to turn the tables and say, no, Mi'ila is Chomor. So we had a couple of new explanations today. Mar Breather de Ravna, who said that Mi'ila is a Chumra, and that we equate Ein Miskaven to Miskaven, or Nachman Yevor Yitzchak says Mi'ila is Chomor, in that we equate Ein Misasik, we equate Misasik like an Ein Misasik. And that's the reason why we need the pasuk of the chata b'shkaga, prat l'mezid. And then we have two reasons to explain why one is not allowed to be mafresh truma if initially it's in a state of tuma, or if initially it's in a state of hametz v'pesach. Two reasons, either Nachman Yitzchak who says, because the pasuk says, titen loya, and we dashen loy valila ayray, or because we dashen the words of rachis, which requires that the shirayim are nikarim. And then we had a machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Chisda. How do we look at the liquid content inside of fruits? Do we say mifkat pakid? And if we say mifkat pakid, there is the potential to allow even tummy fruit, or even a man who is tummy, to possibly extract the liquid, as long as it's less than the shear of a kveitza. That was the shita of Rav Yechanan, whereas Rav Chisda says, no, it's mivla blie, we look at the liquid as if it's all part of one, and to the extent that the fruit became tummy, everything, every single fiber, every molecule became tummy, and so on. And the other thing which we mentioned was, that when it comes to being tummy, food needs to have a minimum shear of a kveitza. Liquid needs to have a minimum shear of a revius. As far as Kabbalah's tumah is concerned, Kabbalah's tumah we had already a different shayla. That already wasn't so clear. Rashi said initially that the shear of Kabbalah's tumah is a mashu. Rashi said at the end of the Dibra Maskom B'Kabet Zanami V'Ani Shamati that even Legabi Kabbalah's tumah there is a requirement of a kabetza. And that already we said that there's a machlekas Rashi tesis with that, and it seems to be that Rashi elsewhere was chayza. So Bez Hashem will pick it up tomorrow on Lamed Dalad Amad Aleph, seven lines down from Abaya Bar Oven at 9:30. Bez Hashem.